morning.
She was great at the end this morning.
Yes.
Is this thing on?
Katie McCarthy's a mess. One of these days, someone's going to come knocking at your house with a semi-automatic weapon, and you're muted.
I'm not. Jeff is.
No, he is.
Yeah.
Listen, yep. If Katie McCarthy can't take a joke, she should get out of the kitchen.
Oh, good evening, America. Good afternoon, Australia. Hello, everywhere in the world. Welcome to Uncensored Radio for UCR Live this week. As you can see, it's only the three best people you will ever get to meet here this week. We are here and we are gorgeous. Jeffrey, why don't you tell us you're here? Like,
absolutely not, Steven.
No, you've been working very hard. I'm just saying you've been working very, very hard. She's a working girl.
Yes, I've been working very, very hard. But today was pepperoni day. And I got to tell you, though, Tuesday, it's Tuesday. I got my ass handed to me on a platter. It was so busy. I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for it.
You're not ready?
I did so much in sales in a 3-hour period. I was like, oh, I'm gonna die. I'm like 40's around the corner and I'm overweight. Like I don't think this is good. This is probably not a good situation right now.
You should have grabbed Aiden out of the schoolroom and said,
"Oh, I had that." I was like, "Yo, I need a pack of turkey."
Child labor.
I'm clean the dining room. It's like it's a home ec day.
Industrial class.
Kids learn about the economy.
Yeah.
You know, like in the morning we'd count money together. You know what I mean? Like I've tried to incorporate anything that I could. Yeah, into like, okay, well, what can we do with homeschooling? What can we learn? Like, you're like, why is there three sinks? And what does this mean? What does it say? Wash, rinse, and sanitize. You know, so they got edumacation. And that part's been a lot of fun, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do that. And they've had a lot of fun. They really actually enjoyed themselves. And they ate a lot. And Gabe is going to turn into a sub. Now, everywhere he goes, he's like, Daddy,
I'm very impressed by that child's capacity to eat, I must say.
I know. And what a
for great a little boy.
Talent. He's such a great talent.
He's over his growth spurt. So if he eats a half a sub, which he's usually eating like half a half.
Right.
Okay.
I'm lucky. So his appetite's gone back to normal.
Oh, okay. Because while we were there, he was just,
he was so brave. He's like, I'll try the Vegemite.
He had a burger some. He likes onions on it. And pickles, Daddy, pickles. I need pickles and that stuff. The Russian dressing.
That's what they put on Big Macs is Russian dressing.
He's a trip.
The special sauce.
The boy that-
yeah.
The boy knows what he likes, and that's what we like to see.
He really does.
That's good. How are you this week, lovely Vera?
I'm doing okay. A little stressful. I've been inviting people to come stay at my house forever and always saying I'll move the Christmas ornaments. Somebody finally said, yes, I got to move the fucking Christmas ornaments.
No. No, not my ornaments.
Oh, I should have done it.
You were invited, and I need new shower curtains in the bathroom upstairs. So I got some work to do before John comes.
You missed your chance when Chris was there. He could have hung your shower curtains. He hung Jeffrey's.
I actually don't mind shower curtains. I have the little easy hooks that you just go. Bleep.
Everyone's aware of my quality on shower curtains. It's so good.
You know, plus I can't take advantage of Chris too often because Brooke would think I was trying to steal her husband.
Oh, well.
Oh my God. I don't know what night it was after the party or whatever it was, where at the end you were like, you sent her a text. It was like, kiss Chris goodnight for me. If her skin could have melted off her skull. That's what would have happened. Oh,
I was joking.
Oh God, it was amazing.
It was fun. It's fun. I love that as soon as we got there, Jeffrey's like, ah, you're crazy about the shower curtain, blah, 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 shower curtain.
Oh no, I knew exactly what you meant about the shower curtain.
And then he's like, we're changing the shower curtain. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, we are.
Well, because
Jane's first husband used to refer to it as the slimy plastic ghost.
Thank you.
Okay. In fairness, in the lake house, I have the curved bar, which is not like this one. It goes out way further, but I realize this one can go out further, so I need to figure that situation out.
Stop.
So that shower curtain doesn't come anywhere near you at any time. So I'm so used to that. When I got here the first time and that thing was touching me, I was like, Steve has ruined my life because it's never bothered me before. But now I'm like, I was beating the shit out of it, like ready to throw. I didn't care if the floor got wet. I'm like, this is not going to work out.
She throw it down, girl.
It's like, I'll go buy glass doors tomorrow.
We will go glass. We had that. We had adventures, well, didn't we?
I bought toilet seats because, you know, when I went to shut it, it made noise.
Oh, dear. Oh,
can't have that.
No.
Can't have that.
No, I have the soft-closing lids at the lake house. I can't. I can't. No. It's not going to work.
I must admit, I figured out in my brief time at your house, I did figure out where to step to not make noise in the middle of the night. I was like, I stepped there, and I'm in the bathroom. Oh, I had it down in three steps.
By the floorboards are in my house, but I managed to hit them every time.
See, this is why
there's a lot of people. So anytime my floor went off, I was like, oh God, no. Oh.
I don't hear anything.
Yeah. Well, I live alone.
Right. So, yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
Not have some kind of noisemaker in a bedroom. You know what I mean? Like some kind of white noise. Like to sleep in absolute silence, like you are kind of a serial killer.
I live 100 feet from Route 34. I don't ever need noise. I got trucks rumbling down the street all night long.
Right. Well, when I lived in the hood, you know, back at the train station, the trains would go by all night.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, you know, but again, I always had a fan on too. But
Don't you hear the Sasquatch mating call down there in Appalachia?
No, I don't hear anything. I have a fan on. I have a box fan next to my head.
Kathy Hilton here has a box fan.
I have a box fan next to my head and a ceiling fan. And then I have the, you know, the central air thing turned down to like 62. So it's running.
Jeez. Oh my God. Nonstop. I'd be running through your house with blankets on.
Oh, we do.
That's the way he likes it. He prefers it.
And then in the morning, it's great because, you know, I get up and I'm running to the bathroom and then Tyler's like, he's like, can I go downstairs and play on my tablet? I'm like, sure, buddy. And I'm like, but hey, while you go down there, can you turn the heat up to 73? You know, it's down to 62 and I'm freezing. I'm like,
oh, yeah, mine goes down to 62 at night too.
So
I got to reprogram the heat if I got to have company. You don't want your company freezing to death.
Oh, they'll like it. It's good for the face.
I must say when we got to the first or second night at Jeff's, I had to crack a window. I was like, because the heat was on. I was like, I'm going to die in this room.
Why didn't you get a box fan? There's plethora.
I didn't know where they were. I'm sorry. I know now, don't I? Next time I come over, I know where everything is. It's so good. I've been in the basement. I've been in the attic. I've been everywhere.
Listen, that one day it got 80. You think for 1 second I didn't look at that air conditioner down in the basement. I'm like, I don't care if it's one night. It was hotter than hell.
Chris
Oh dear. Hey Daniela, hey, how are you, gorgeous? So we had a lot of, oh Jeffrey, this is what I do need an update. How's the bee situation?
Deader than a duck's ass.
So for those of you that didn't know, we didn't really share this story while we were there.
I know.
There,
or we never filmed anything. We talked about filming everything.
Did we not film anything?
Why don't you tell the people at home what you're doing, Jeffrey?
We're going to kill some bees.
This could end up very My Girl. Blair Witch.
Oh, look at them all. In the window.
You couldn't have cropped that.
So we're going to... That's a lot of bees. So we're going to document this. For my mom. For Josh's mom. Don't make those noises. There's falling leaves here. Which is also very upsetting.
Look at that thing.
I'm
going to
step away and watch Jeffrey throw this powder into the air and kill himself with it. Powder that you're not supposed to get on your hands, skin, or breathe in.
Powder of life!
This bitch.
That was pretty easy.
That can't be that easy, girl.
Yeah. Yeah,
what? Alright, stay tuned for bees round two.
Part of life!
The power of Christ compels you!
I just kept seeing the Return to Oz, you know what I mean? Where they had that power and it kept bringing everybody to life and the headless chicks, Princess Mombi.
Oh, God.
I saw you channeling an exorcism myself.
But I'm a little upset with you, Stephen, that you didn't run that through one of those damn things to make me look like
that. Baby, I'm a little bit, but I just had my heavy breathing because I couldn't breathe through my nose because I had boogs, remember?
We could have fixed that too. There's an audio filter.
I'm dying. Ah, it's all right. Uncensored radio. No one's watching. No one cares. So good. We just fucking do what we want.
There is three people watching. It could
Danielle is watching.
Hello,
we love
all three
her.
Of you.
We love you. We love
Anthony
you.
Stocko. Vera's number one fan.
Oh, true. Ooh.
Anthony.
Oh. Anthony.
With the Vera shirt. Anthony.
No, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, look, yeah, that's you should. We need to save that and do that for what's it called? Cameo. Vera's cameos. Should be awesome.
Vera's pink.
Not even.
That's a Patreon exclusive. That's a Patreon exclusive if you pitch towards the business. It's funny. Oh, aren't you a lovely, lovely chicken?
Oh,
going to Steve with girls. Danielle is being a traveler as well. I know. I miss you guys already. I'm like, oh.
I'm kind of a cunt.
Me? Yeah, I know. But that's why you like
me.
We
knew that before.
We knew that. We knew that before he came over. But that's okay. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let's do it.
Hot load of hot topics.
Vera.
Some of the best things happened.
I could not get that kind of shimmy going with a vibrator.
She's very.
Look, like a vibrator.
She's very controlled.
I need to tell you about the vibrator Kelly sent me.
I told you if you get if you end up in hospital for misuse of that thing, Kelly's responsible. And she's like, nope, not my problem. Like, okay, I see you. She's like, I just gave it to him. What he does with it is up to him. Let's get the RIPs out of the way first this week. Now
it's been a rough week.
It's been a big week for
people. Yeah, there's like a lot of dead people.
Now I'm sorry, but Gallagher was never really a thing here, and the only reason I know
Gallagher was a big thing for us. We like Gallagher.
Know her.
Gallagher.
All I know is the smashing watermelons, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like performance
he
art.
Smash anything. He watermelons. He used to have to bring a raincoat to his concerts.
It's like performance art meets stand-up comedy meets.
Yeah.
I just know it because I did it on like Tiny Toons and stuff like that. They'd be like, smash it like.
He had a moment. I mean, it obviously dwindled. He's still not working. Well, not working now, but his career.
He's not doing anything now, Vera.
His career was over before the decade was. You know what I mean?
No, apparently he was still like performing and touring and stuff. So more power.
Was he? He was turning around here. Apparently there wasn't a big market for watermelon smashing in New York.
No, you guys love your apple cider and stuff too much. I never tried any while I was there. I should have tried it. I had a lot of questions about apple cider that I didn't ask. See, this is why I need to come back. I'm like, there's so much left.
Didn't we make you the apple cider mimosas? No, we didn't.
That didn't happen.
We have failed you.
Apple cider cocktails?
No.
Well, those were good.
Oh, they were good.
No, because that all happened the night before I got there, remember?
There's still a gallon of apple cider in the fridge.
I've had lots of apple cider cocktails, because
it kept pushing everything else out of your fridge.
It was readily available.
I know, but I just want to like crack into apple cider. I don't know what the deal is. I know, but I just don't know what the deal is.
We're getting sidetracked. Let's talk about the other dead people.
And it made me think of apple cider vinegar. I got really confused.
Okay. It's all right. Who else?
Vinegar?
Who else?
Also, this one kind of hurt my childhood a little bit. Kevin Conroy has passed away. Now, you guys probably don't care.
But in the 90s,
he is the voice, or has been the voice of Batman since the influential Batman, the animated series in the 90s. He's done all the animated movies and video games and stuff like that. So nerds will feel that one. I'm like, oh, poor Kevin. But the one that hit me the most and out of nowhere.
Gomez.
No, John Aniston.
I'm going to say John Aniston. Oh, my God.
John Aniston.
I didn't know you knew John Aniston. I mean, I never watched Days of Our Lives or whatever.
See, this is how I know, because I used to get babysat by my grandmother who watched Days of Our Lives from its first episode.
Really?
But was a cleaner, so would never get to see it during the day. So she had a VHS recording, Days of Our Lives and Young the Restless every day, and she would watch it at like 2 a.m.
See, my grand was diehard All My Children, so I grew up with Erica Kane.
No, I'm all about Victor Kiriakis and Marlena and John and all of it. Oh, Beau and Hope. Oh, the drama of it all. I'm just like, it just makes you realize, oh, okay. Everyone's dying. We're all getting older. Isn't that great?
John Aniston was the one that kind of hit me in the feels because he was Gomez.
Gomez Adams,
you know?
Yeah. But look.
Wow, I didn't care about any of these dead people.
Oh, yeah. We were so from Dynasty, Jeffrey would be like, but we're not going to bury the lead.
Because Rosie O'Donnell, we wouldn't be able to get him out of his grave.
You don't stop.
She didn't show up.
Oh.
Oh, Jeffrey, we're not cutting. We're not burning bridges.
I do hope not burning bridges.
Okay. Well, someone else who obviously holds a grudge against America.
I want to be very careful because, you know, you can't say the R word, but look at his skin tone. It's no longer orange. It is very dark.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'm like, you don't want those people in the country, bro.
You look like the people you don't like anymore.
Build a wall to keep people of that skin tone out of this place. And now you're going to go and paint your face that color?
And we're born here.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, the audacity of this buffoon is mind-blowing.
He has 2024. He has no choice but to declare. He's trying to keep his ass out of prison, and he has to have an excuse to raise money.
Oh, dear.
That great American businessman is a shyster.
Well, did you see, like, an hour before his...
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah. You have the article with the info? I don't...
No, we can just talk about it. It seems that he may not have all the support he thought he had.
Oh, no, I heard that. His base is still behind him solidly.
Oh yeah.
Solidly, sorry.
Yeah.
His base will turn out for him.
If you're a woman in his life, you may not be around much longer. Melania's gone.
She did show up for Tiffany's wedding.
Yeah. But Ivanka's out, babe. She tapped.
Yeah, she said she's done with that.
Go.
Politics.
Yep. She said, I've got my own money now, Daddy.
And then his right hand.
Thanks for the $2 billion we got from Saudi Arabia. Sorry,
right hand money man.
Family, but your husband got chopped into little bits.
Who just threw him under the bus an hour or two before that press conference and said, yeah, no, he was hiding money and preventing taxes and committing all these crimes. And then come to find out the guy is still on Trump's payroll.
Of course.
Because he's untouchable.
That's how
because
God
remember,
keeps you loyal.
Remember this tweet from the show last week? It came out when we were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is from his own verified account.
Right.
But after the race, when votes were being stolen by the corrupt election process in Broward County and Ron was going down 10,000 votes a day, along with now Senator Rick Scott, I sent in the FBI and the U.S. attorneys and the ballot theft ended immediately, just prior to them running out of votes necessary to win.
Yeah, I know, right?
So you rigged the election.
He's always said the quiet part out loud, though. This is not new for this person.
No, and I think that's the part that people
like.
He's
shy about telling you what evil, awful, horrible thing he's going to do. He's like, yep, we're going to raise some money to build the wall. And, you know, every single ad that went out to raise money to build the wall says the Trump Fund uses presidential discretion to use this money as they see fit or some such nonsense. You know,
well,
it sounds like
that's the part that I can't really fathom, is that they're like, oh, he just says whatever. He's not a politician. You know, he's honest. Okay, sure. He says what he's thinking.
But it's still legally binding.
He hasn't followed through. He's not done anything he said he was going to do.
No, none of
Mexico didn't pay for that border wall. It's amazing, great, awesome, the best ever health insurance.
Never saw the health insurance. Nope.
Nothing.
Oh,
and then he's the one that cut oil production.
He
saved the oil industry.
He did that because Russia, because Russia and Saudi Arabia want to have us under their thumbs.
Which jacked up the gas prices.
I know.
Russia's got bigger problems.
Russia does have bigger problems, but we are still oil dependent, you know? We gotta get off the
Everyone get
smack.
On a bike already.
Yeah.
Get on a bike. the sheer fear and panic on Jeffrey's face. I don't think so.
crush all the dinosaurs to make all the fuel you need. And I'll eat aborted babies to starve off the wrinkles.
I mean, aren't we at this step? Like, the future promised so much. Where are the flying cars? Where are the flying cars?
Soon, you know they know how to make them.
They're
you
coming.
Know they know how to make them.
Meet George Jetson. Isn't that the whole point of the Jetsons? They fucked up the planet below them, so they had to build up.
Yep.
The reason we don't see Earth in the Jetsons.
Isn't that the Think reason about Elon it. Musk and Jeff Bezos and all these idiots are building spacecraft? Not Bezos. Oh. It's a Virgin.
No, Bezos. Richard Branson. Bezos. Bezos has a cock rocket.
Yes. Okay.
Remember, Bezos has the cock rocket, and he's also, I don't know, late in life philanthropy. Have you seen?
Yes, but you know what?
I take this picture from an article I titled "The Devil and Dolly Parton."
I have to say, if he's going to entrust that money to anybody, I think Dolly's a pretty good choice.
Yeah.
You know,
right? Yeah,
she's like pretty kind and pretty giving.
But it's generous. No small chunk of change. It's $100 million. That's
$100 million for somebody who's worth $400 billion.
Yeah, but he says he's giving it all away. He's going to give it all away.
Well, he should have added another zero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? If you had to give it all, if you had to give it all away.
Isn't there 40 billion to end world hunger? Isn't that the estimated cost to end
world
hunger?
Yeah, that's what my old mate said, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Nah. That's not important. People got to learn to read.
No, let's just give books to poor kids so they can eat the pages instead of food.
Well, here's the thing. Even in this modern day and age, I did a little bit of a neck snap around, like, what's going on in Kmart the other day. Because somebody, some guy who would have been, like, probably 50, I'm guessing. Early 50s. Just walks up to the, because this Kmart over here is all about the self-checkout. We have very rarely have anyone working checkouts over here anymore.
That's the new trend.
And he just stands there and yells, "I can't read or write." It's like,
oddly, he probably can't. Adult literacy is a big problem.
Like, but yeah, he's shopping at Kmart, dude. Like, so you obviously know how much things cost. I'm sure you're one of those. It's like, I don't know how to read or write until my paycheck's wrong.
Then I can believe that people don't know how to read or write.
But what does that have to do with him cashing out his own groceries?
Right.
Well, if you can't read the price, if you don't know what you're scanning, if you can't, how do you know if you scanned it correctly?
But why would you go shopping then if you don't know, like? How would you, that really?
At three, and I said, "Oh, they're able to go shopping."
But no, but like if you have a budget, but how do you? That scares
life
me a little
hard
bit. I'm like,
to be illiterate.
It really gave me pause. I'm like,
your children the right medicine. You don't know what anything. That's what I'm thinking.
Like, it's 2022.
Yeah. Ask Lauren Bobart.
their adult literacy is a big problem. It really is.
It really threw me for six. I'm like, how do you survive in your day-to-day life? Like, mm-hmm. not like, as you go into the gas, like, get gas, and you don't have enough money for the gas, or like, and that's not an excuse. That's still
you
what
might,
you pay.
You might be able to memorize what $10 looks like and stop before you hit $10. There's lots of ways that people, you know, compensate for not knowing how to read. You know, what the box of salt looks like, so you grab the same box of salt every time. You probably buy the same groceries.
What happens when they start changing brands and stuff, like poor Aunt Jemima?
Then you drag your kids to the store with you. You know, when kids are reading for their parents, kids are filling out job applications for their parents.
It really threw me. Like, I was like, oh, okay, that's a thing.
It is illiteracy.
I can't imagine.
Or he just really wanted somebody to do their job.
Yeah, right. Either way.
Well, that could be too. But I mean, adult literacy continues to be a problem.
I don't know, Vera. That's really fun. We should try that someday. We got to get some sucker we know to go into Walmart and do that and see what happens.
I nearly had to do it in Walmart because when we went, my card wouldn't work. I was like,
I'm
gonna be that person. I'm gonna be that person that just ruins everything for everyone. It's like, I can't be that person. It was very upsetting to me.
I know you buy that specific card for international travel, and then when you use it internationally,
everyone had so much. Mine was fine. The only reason they were doing maintenance on the website, and I couldn't load more money, but I didn't need to anyway because I had too much, and then like. Everyone else is like, I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm like, well, maybe it's the amount of money you're spending, but whatever.
Right.
I'm just like popping here. Jeffrey thought I'd lost my mind when I bought him. Remember when I bought the flowers for you because you had a bad day?
Oh,
too much money.
$400 on flowers.
I was we were shopping, and you went a bit crazy in the flower section of Wegmans, and I was like, oh, this will cheer my friend up. Because you'd already bought us like everything. It's like staying at a hotel. So I'm like,
I know you got your
least I can do.
Stacked.
Well, that was Kelly. Kelly did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But look, as long as we did our part, It was a group effort of overfeeding. Everyone was like, "Oh, too much food."
I know, right?
I love fresh flowers, and it's killing me because I wanted to go back and buy more. And it's like, leaving soon,
and taking June to star her in a show. Anyway,
I have fresh flowers behind me.
Oh,
I have fake flowers behind me too.
It's so weird now because I specifically know where you're both filming from.
Yeah,
I know exactly. I know exactly.
Change,
and I wanted to tell. I wanted to. This is. I didn't mention it, but I'm going to mention it now because it's just us, Vera. I love the faucet in your bathroom.
Isn't it great?
I was like, oh,
that was so a cute. Gift from my cousin.
I had one similar in Hawaii, except it was like a metal bamboo chute.
When I redid the kitchen and the bathroom, we kind of ran out. The contractor kind of overspent on a few things, and he ran out of money at the end. And without asking me, he bought the cheapest little, shittiest little faucet for my bathroom that probably cost him $7. And I hated it from the second it was there. And my cousin would come over every day to use my internet because he was in college. And for my birthday, he surprised me with that faucet and he installed it for me.
It's very ultra groovy. It's like a little.
I love that faucet.
Little fashion moment just when you don't expect it. Because I was in the bathroom.
A little retro feel. There's almost a little old-fashioned pump feel to it.
I probably should have dealt with it earlier, but I was a bit. By the time I went into that bathroom. I'm like, something's happening. It was very much that moment.
It's a very someone Helen else color feel.
Yeah, water, Helen.
Water. Don't leave the plunger in the toilet.
Oh gosh.
Oh, that's a bad joke.
Still one of my favorites. The first time I ever heard that, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like so wrong, but so funny.
I think you're so wrong, but so funny. Denise Richards and her husband were victims of a drive-by shooting this week.
What?
They were. Are they dead?
A road rage incident turned into a shooting. Apparently,
he's got a very serious job, Stephen, and people are out to get him because he's so smart, Stephen.
And he'll break your fucking hand, so don't even talk. Wasn't that an unexpected twist? I'll break your fucking hand. Where did that come from? Like, these two are fucking legit crazy.
They're Pam and Tommy Lee. It's a little crazy to ever have been married to Charlie Sheen.
But he was taking Denise to work. Yes, she's working. And he was looking for a park and apparently was taking too long. And there was a guy behind him that was blowing up and rah, rah, rah. And so he let him pass, but he got out a handgun and shot at the back of their car. And I said, where was Lisa Rinna at this time? There's all these rumors about Denise coming back to Beverly Hills. It's called a warning shot, bitch.
Yeah, she said she'd come back.
Yeah.
Well, she got offered stupid money for that show.
I know.
And she's one of the most beloved members of that cast, isn't she? Didn't I read that somewhere?
Who?
Lisa Rinna.
Not anymore, baby. Oh, the tide has turned against Rinna.
She's great at producing reality television. She's very good. A lot of fans now are realizing that if she leaves, it's going to be a problem because she's the
best. Who the fuck are you going to watch?
Yeah.
Crystal Minkoff.
I have feelings.
Wait, let me bring up something from last year. They're like the Melbourne Housewives. It's like, Crystal, baby, you're out of your depth. Watching her drown and struggle at that reunion was proof that she doesn't. If you're gonna fire Teddy Mellencamp, fire this bitch. At least she had an interesting dad. Like, get rid of Crystal, man.
Yeah, she's gotta go.
Break up that trio of fuckwits that I can't stand. Ugh. Anyway, yeah. So
watch it.
You need to get involved.
You will be hooked. It's
he's an asshole. And I don't think they're getting rid of Erica. Everyone's like, they need to get rid of Erica. I'm like, nah, I think they're doubling down on her.
It's getting kind of boring. I gotta be honest.
But have you not heard the latest conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I sent it to you, bitch.
So the last I heard is that they're gonna demote Dorit to a friend of the show. Poor Dorit.
I'm like, dude, people were so mean. Like, this bitch got robbed, held a gun.
No, it's different.
She was boring. We don't really care about her. She's going about trauma. Even what she said. I'm like, you all are fucking cunts.
And did you hear the two names that they've dropped? They want to get rid of Crystal. Oh, Crystal and Diana are gone, apparently. I like Diana, so they need to use her more. And then there's two names floating around about returning.
Vanderpump and Brandy. I'd like to see them back.
That's what I was going to say. Bring back Vanderpump, Brandy, and Kim, and then you'd have those three, and Kat, like, it'd be like three warring parties, like the Jets, the Sharks, and these bitches, like Beverly Hills, West Side Story.
And
Camille Grammer. No, Camille's a cunt. I can't deal with
love her.
Oh, no, she can't.
All her Kelsey Grammer money? I love her.
Does she have all the Kelsey Grammer money?
She's got a lot.
You want to talk about real cunts?
Is Luke here?
No.
Candace Cameron Bure is here, though. This fucking bitch. Look, I always knew she was disappointing because DJ Tanner was supposed to be the cool one, but she was always the bitch that got, like, she was a bitch on the TV show looking back at Full House.
She's such a mediocre performer. She's such a mediocre personality. She's such a mediocre clothing designer. You know, it's like everything she touches is mediocre. Why is she so fucking famous?
Her brother?
Holy guacamole.
But it's the thing that, and there's been very interesting reactions to it on our Instagram. Everyone's like, go Candace. I'm like, wait, do they know what show we are?
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, no, okay.
We do a trade trolls.
She dressed up her leaving Hallmark as like a decision for her career. And da 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 da. Then she goes to Great
American movies. Like that was not a secret.
Just before but then she's like, everyone's like, oh, you can't judge her because that's just like her judging you. I'm like, but she's riding that bigotry all the way to the bank.
You know, she's getting hello, paid. Judge not lest ye be judged. The biggest Bible verse that Bible thumpers forget about.
Well, you know? What I think is the most interesting part of all this is so she's doing interviews saying this new network, whatever, Great American, whatever the fuck, is going to stay to good Christian values and traditional marriage. And then the head dude's like, yeah, no, we're going to cover everybody.
I love like, it.
Two different messages.
Yeah, because she thinks she's a star.
Guess what? You know who's doing
maybe
all
DJ
of her
Tanner.
Makeup? You know who's doing all the set design? You know who's doing all the script writing? You know who's doing all the show running? The creative workforce in Hollywood is predominantly gay. She's going to have good luck not looking...
Try and get a set built without a lesbian. I dare you.
I know. Try to get lighting without a lesbian. She's going to look ugly and green for the rest of her days if she's
gay. I wish upon her Trump's makeup team.
Trump's makeup team is as himself. He's too dumb to know he can't do it.
I mean, it was no surprise. I mean, she was so getting a co-host on The View. You know what I mean? Like, this has been going on for years with her family. How they felt
she
about
was like,
gay people. How, you know, they don't care for anybody but good Christians.
The irony, it was the gay millennials that made Fuller House happen anyway. It's like,
yeah.
In retrospect, we shouldn't really have given her that platform.
No.
Didn't watch it.
And you know what?
I didn't watch it
either. Maybe the Olsen twins were right to stay away. Let's be honest.
Well, this whole Christo-fascist agenda is what's wrong with this fucking country.
It's so gross. It's like, welcome back. Like, who wants I kind of get it because everyone's like, oh, back in the old days, we never had these problems and da-da-da. I'm like, yeah, but were they that? You did.
They were in the closet.
You did.
Everyone was in the closet.
You made your gay son go into the priesthood. You made your gay daughter go into the sisterhood. You know?
Your husband was fucking your brother behind your back, bitch.
Right? Have you seen Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Duh.
You know?
Like,
what do you think?
This rose-colored, this rose-tinted glasses for like, in the olden days. It's like, oh, remember the war? It's like, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? You want to live on rations and the threat of nuclear fucking... Oh, well, hello. We're not that far from it.
What fucking war in this country wasn't fought by immigrants?
Let's pick a war. Let's pick a war.
Any of them.
Every last one of us is an immigrant.
Yeah.
Really? All right. Feel good stories. Feel good stories. How do we feel about the Lohanissance that is on its way? Lindsay's looking good.
I don't know.
I don't think she looks so good. I think that's too much surgery.
Lindsay's looking. Oh, no, it was worse before.
She looks sober. She does look sober.
You're going to get that varicose vein fixed?
She's pushing 40 now, Jeff. Come on.
I understand. I'm right there with her. I've got some horrible varicose veins.
Isn't that gross? But you know what? It shows what one well-rated Netflix movie will do for you.
You're only as good as your last job.
This bitch, Jamie Lee Curtis, and this bitch have personally willed Freaky Friday 2 into existence. It's in development now. I'm like, wow. Disney know where their bread's buttered. They're going backwards all the way. Mm-hmm. Princess Diaries 3.
Oh. Anyone?
Princess Diaries 3.
She is.
Well, she hasn't been on screen since 2017, but she does the voice of Lady Whistledon on Bridgerton.
Oh, right. How old is she now? So, she's got to be in her 80s, right?
She'd be old.
She's pushing it. Probably 80s,
Everyone's pushing these nostalgia projects through real quick.
Like, they're about to be...
Hocus Pocus 2, Sister Act 3, Freaky Friday 2. Let's go. We don't got time.
Get them in there.
Hurry up. We got to put a continuity and get a new cast in before the old ones croak.
Right.
We're going to do that. Look at this crossover movie. Done. We've got to do it to ensure the franchise. Did you see the article that came out about Jane Fonda this week?
About the movie she's doing with the new movie that's coming out with the...
No, the one that was all over here is like, I know I don't have much time left. I'm like,
she's in her 80s. She looks great.
Well, she's apparently been she's been doing chemo for like 6 months apparently, and everything's fine. Yeah. But I was like, that is a... But then she's like, oh, I know. But then you read the article and it's like, oh, I know at my age, there's less time in front of me than behind me. I'm like, that is such a mislead. I'm like, clickbait.
But it is. Really, when you think about it, at that point, it's like, oh, maybe I have 10 good years left if I'm lucky.
Yeah.
That sucks.
She's all looking foxy and flirting with Tom Brady in that new movie.
She's doing well.
I wish she would have left Grace her fucking face alone. It really just... Oh, I'm sorry. Her face
is better than some.
I don't like to, you know.
Madonna looks like hell.
Oh, God.
It's the airbrushing or the digital treatment they do to their faces on Grace and Frankie. They don't look like that in real life, baby. They look like cartoon characters in some of those episodes. It's like...
Yeah.
Especially Lily Tomlin. I'm like, she hasn't had plastic surgery. Don't do that to her face. Right. Like, everything's airbrushed. Go back and watch it. It's one episode. I think it's like season 4 or something.
On film they do the tape treatment.
No, but it's smooth, Vera. It's like smooth. It's like someone went, just like sat there and fixed
like all
it.
Those
like,
oh, Tic Tac ads where they go smooth skin.
Yeah. Oh, really? they put the Malteser in their belly button and they're skinny the next day. Have you seen that one?
Somebody in Scrubs is like, that. Okay, doctor says good. Yeah.
drink this water that looks like it's been pulled out of the Ganges. That is a way to lose weight. That's a very good way to lose weight. It's called dysentery. Oh, very, very nice.
Might die too, but hey,
you might die.
Hey, your coffin will be so much lighter. Your pallbearers will thank you.
Jay Leno was on fire literally this week.
Fuck him.
This is on fire, burns literally. Burns are bad, guys. Burns are painful.
Yeah, that's fucked. I've never been. I find him smug and condescending and always have. But yeah, you don't
burns are bad. Life. Burns are bad.
Next week, I like this. Ooh.
So, does that mean his show went up in smoke?
I don't know. But no, burns are car painful. Enthusiast. Burns are awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not cute.
No.
It's not cute. There was cuteness. Taylor Lautner got married this week to...
I know, to another Taylor person named Taylor.
To Taylor Lautner. Oh,
Taylor Lautner.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Lautner, literally.
Or Taylor Lautner and Taylor Lautner.
Well, from the rumors, I don't think we have to worry about offspring. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. He's famously one of those, apparently. Allegedly.
Allegedly?
Allegedly. It's for years. That's not a new story.
Allegedly. I didn't know we still
had it. Because remember when Twilight was all hot and everyone's like, I want to fuck a werewolf. And then he got fat and they're like, ew. Like, ew, we don't like you anymore. You have a normal person's body.
Yeah. I saw a great meme the other day. It was for somebody made a meme out of the Magic Mike trailer. Just said this film grossed $158 million. Don't tell me girls don't want hot bods.
Exactly. And
then the next
speaking of close personal friend of the show, Channing Tatum, Mike. who I'm never showing a picture of again. dropped the trailer to Magic Mike's Last Dance. Look, you can say what you want about this dude, but this movie is fucking smart. So this one's about Magic. This one's about Magic Mike realizing that his time is pretty much up or he wants out. So he creates a stage show based on his life. You know, like the one that's happening now in real life.
Right.
I'm like, and it's literally the stage show in the movie. So it'll advertise the stage show forever. You know what I mean? So I was like, you are not a dumb bitch.
The old
not a dumb man.
Aren't in it.
I'm sure there'd be some kind of cameo. Selma Hayek's in it looking fucking hot.
Selma Hayek's fitting into all of it.
Because he like roots her and then she gets obsessed with him, I think, is the whole thing.
Oh.
And then he kind of falls in love with the daughter, and I think that's what I gathered from the trailer.
Okay.
There's lots of thrusting towards people. It's like,
where is Matthew
McConaughey? And guess when it comes out?
He's been around in a while.
Guess when it comes out?
Christmas?
Valentine's Day.
February 10th.
Wow.
February 10th. Just in time. Ladies and gentlemen that work in the cinemas, get your seat covers ready. Plastic seat covers, get them out. Break them out of hibernation from fucking, what was it, 50 Shades of Grey.
We're going to be spraying the seats.
Not at all.
Slip sliding everywhere. Slip slide. There was a quite emotional moment this week that I got a little bit obsessed with. Did you guys see Christina Applegate's walk?
Yeah, that was really sweet.
Oh my god, I just read that story on was that
really
page?
Sweet.
Thanks for reading the page, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we really do have some great articles, guys.
Thank you. I try.
That's great work. You should share them if you like our Facebook page. They're the three people that are watching.
Share them and comment. Comment. Yeah, we love a comment.
Share and like our damn article Steve does. He works very hard. And then go
he
over
does.
To TikTok.
Good job, Steve.
At my uncensored radio, where I'm booming and making money every day.
Yeah, baby. But it was so nice to see Katie Sagal and David Foster there. It's just like my childhood heart just went, I don't know where Ed was.
I don't know where Ed was either.
I don't think they're friends.
I don't I don't know if they're close friends. I think they just might be workmates.
Yeah, yeah.
Of him showing up unexpectedly on the set of her show.
On Jesse. Yeah, when she was on Jesse. Yeah. That was really cute. I saw that as well.
I actually liked that show.
I really loved Jesse. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, I was.
It makes you realize how long her career has been. Yeah. Like, Jesus Christ, you've been around, girl. And for someone who is meant to be like the dumb bit, like Kelly Bundy.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you don't expect Kelly Bundy to have a long career.
Really good. Yeah, I think she's just.
That's how long the baby is.
Talk about longevity. Katie Sagal is everywhere.
Yeah. Her speech was beautiful, and she's like, I love that you still call me mummy. And it's just like, stop it. And then I watched, and then Linda Cardellini, I was like, stop talking. Everyone just stop talking.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
But even Christina's speech was fantastic as well. And she had the nails with FUMS on it. The way she's talking, though, I think she's retiring.
Yeah.
I think
rushed through Dead to Me.
Oh, we've got bots! We've got bots!
Oh!
Yes! Find our love.
Find
here.
Your love here.
I would love
only
to.
If we get a cut.
Yeah. What's the percentage?
10% or no go. Yeah.
But the way it's talking, she sounds like she's hanging it up.
She said it's the end of her career.
Well, Selma Blair's voice got really shaky and then it recovered for a while she was dancing.
Well, she's in remission. Selma's in remission at the moment. So I guess all you can hope for is that. We don't know her diagnosis.
Yeah. No,
we don't
know
how her diagnosis is.
Well, she like had a really, the weight gain, I think, really bothered her.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's not even that. She looks like She looks like a normal person now.
She looks normal now.
Heaven forbid. She looks like the rest of the country.
Yeah, but for Hollywood.
Well, plus, with those Hollywood
and for someone that has. Yeah.
Weight gain is a side effect of their medications.
And
you
for
know,
someone
it's
that has.
Not even in her control.
Being a hot girl. That was her. Yeah. You know, that's how she started her major career. She was a hot girl. She was Kelly Bundy. Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted to smash Kelly Bundy. It's like.
Right.
Yeah. But. We love you, Christina. I think she's hilarious.
We do. She is.
she's one of the best parts of that Bad Moms movie, and they never brought her back for the sequel.
I love the Bad Moms movie.
She's such a cunt in that movie. I'm like, they needed her in the second one. Where did that character go? Where did that character go? She was the best part. So mums are great, but sometimes dads could be good too, and you two probably do not give a shit about this next story, but it was very touching. So we covered a couple of months ago now the new Superman comic that focuses on Superman's son who is bisexual.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It came out to his daddy this week in this latest issue. It is actually very, very touching. Some of the stuff that is in these panels, you're like, oh wow, that's actually really nice. And I'm like, oh god, I had a bit of a cry. Yeah, it's very nice. And I was just like, how that is, as someone who read comic books as a child / teenager and was obviously part of the community even back then, that will do so much for some kid that doesn't, you know, that doesn't feel part of anything. And he calls him his Superman. I'm like, oh God, kill me now. I can't deal with it. But the biggest blow up has been, oh my God, Superman's gay. Superman's gay. It's like, well, it's not Superman, it's Superman's son. Oh, that's okay then. It's like, see, this is my problem. Wakanda Forever's just come out, right? And is smashing box offices like nobody's business.
I tried to get tickets last weekend, but it was sold out.
Nobody seems to have a problem.
My niece won't go to the Auburn Theater. She's too ghetto for her.
Hey, the tickets were cheap. It was great. There was no one there. And so Halloween, it was amazing. It was all about that life. But they have no problem now that Black Panther is a female superhero. But
some troll shit going down.
Of course you have. But that's not the biggest complaint about it. Like, because it's a forced hand. Like, what are you going to do? You're not going to have a Black Panther 2 because Chadwick Boseman died.
Right.
It's like you got sucked in. Whereas you look at the reviews for She-Hulk or Ms. Marvel or Black Widow or anything like that. It's like, females. Right. It's like, calm down, virgin.
Right.
Get over it. Get over the fact
future
that
incel.
Some people don't want to see straight white men as their heroes. That's not everyone's hero. I'm sorry. And to me, She-Hulk's one of the best things that fucking Marvel has brought out in the last however many years.
Representation matters.
So self-referential, so referential of the whole comic book world, and so funny. Oh my god, so funny. But yeah, representation matters. Superman, be as gay as you like, I say. Go for it. Get that kryptonite, indeed. Get that dick tonight. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's our new code. how you feeling, Vera? Are you feeling toasty? Are you feeling ready? Are you feeling warm?
I could work up some emotion, but
oh, I feel like she's ready. She's like a kettle on the stove. She's boiling and ready to bed. All right, V, here we go. 3, 2, 1, vent.
Oh, such a surprise. There are so many topics I could get crazy about. This whole election cycle, all sorts of things going down. Trump's bid for 2024, gerrymandering, the Gen Zs. But the biggest news to me today was Nancy Pelosi stepping down. This is the end of an era, folks. I don't know how many of you youngsters realize how important she was. This is the first woman ever in a position of power in the Congress, ever. And she's held that position twice. And she held that position with such grace and such clarity. She has been in Congress for 35 years. And as a Congresswoman, before she ever took the leadership roles, she has championed funding for AIDS, championed funding for homelessness. She was part of an architect of the Affordable Care Act. She was an architect of the infrastructure bill. This rich, privileged white woman has been a champion for the underprivileged for her whole entire career. And she's also been the milestone, the role model that women in politics need. And I got to tell you, watching her handle the Trump administration from 2018 to 2020 was a masterclass in political brilliance. And the way she stepped up on January 6th to get people to safety, to get the National Guard in there when chaos was reigning and Trump wasn't acting, was amazing. Nancy Pelosi has never gotten the respect she deserved and has been an amazing advocate for all of us as she served in that position. And I gotta say, we owe this woman a debt of gratitude. She is part and parcel, part of the reason we still have a democracy today, in spite of the gerrymandering, in spite of the voter suppression, in spite of the big money in politics, in spite of the weighted Supreme Court, in spite of all the shit that went down in the last 4 years, Nancy Pelosi has kept us on track. And she has been one of the guardians of our democracy. So as she steps down today, I say, Godspeed, Nancy. I hope Paul gets well soon.
I do. The timing is quite interesting, too. She's like, nah, I'm out. I'm not doing this again.
Well, you know what? She's got a target.
I can't blame her. I can't blame her.
Oh, I'm like, I want to invite you all to watch our political wrap up of the 2020 or 2022 election cycle coming next week sometime. How'd we end or where'd we go right? And it will be coming to you soon. We got it in the works. I will be ranting quite a bit on that one.
Bring it. Very nearly reference to show that no longer exists, but that's okay. Things change, people change. One thing that hasn't changed is, I would guess, a holiday classic that has come back. Were you a Christmas Story? Were you a Christmas mm-hmm. Story, people?
Oh God, yeah.
A Christmas Story. Christmas is out. Oh, it's out today mm-hmm. in the US, November 17th. Quickly before we finish, favorite holiday movie. Go.
Wonderful Life.
Fear is a sentimental. Stone.
I am.
Family Stone. Okay. I have my family Stone, were very
they were
much
also mean.
Hello. my favorite Christmas movies.
The mother dies.
They vacillate. Always have to watch National Lampoon. National Lampoon's always.
Another movie where they were all mean.
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, Muppets Christmas Carol. Any version of the Christmas
Carol.
Look out
for the icy bitch!
Muppets Christmas Carol. I can do. One that people may not mix nuts. Anyone?
No, I don't know that one.
Is someone being murdered?
No, that's my radiator. I was like,
Mixed Nuts is a Steve Martin movie with Madeline Kahn, Liev Schreiber. It's about people that need therapy. Need therapy at Christmas.
Gonna very, have to find that.
Very funny. And my other one, if you haven't seen it, and I'd be surprised if Jeffrey hasn't, is Krampus. If you want horrible people getting their comeuppance at Christmas, watch Krampus. It's amazing. And if you're Australian, late breaking news, Amazon has saved Neighbours. Iconic TV soap, Australian TV soap in Neighbours, which ended its run earlier this year due to the UK funding drying up, has been saved by Bezos and his people. So they get they get a back catalogue of thousands of episodes because this show airs every day here in Australia.
Wow.
So there's thousands of episodes of Neighbours from the early 80s all the way through to today. So if you're a Neighbours fan, that news dropped at like 9:30 last night. We were one of the first people to have it. Boom. Because, you know, 24-hour news cycle and sometimes things drop like this. Oh God!
Jeffrey, couldn't do that today. Nobody's cleaned the floor since you left.
Jeffrey's been on it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for Vera making all kinds of political discourse and rage next week, and we'll see you later.
Rage!
Bye. Rage.